I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has a religious dimension. The Russian Orthodox Church is Russia's prominent religion, and recent laws have favored it above all other groups. But in 2018, several Ukrainian Orthodox churches split from the Moscow Patriarchate. Putin, along with the Moscow-based Orthodox Church, protested. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us.
The Russian Orthodox Church, many would say, have compromised or they've been, have had to submit to the Russian government, for fear that they would be shut down or arrested or disappear, whatever it might be.
Ukrainian Orthodox churches can certainly expect persecution if Russia succeeds in occupying the country, but evangelical churches will too. In fact, it's already happening in parts of Ukraine which Russia controlled before the invasion. Join us in praying for an end to the invasion. And after sitting on hold for 2 years because of COVID-19, a discipleship program for a remote Indonesian church is finally restarting. Mission Aviation Fellowship and local believers began this discipleship program just before the world shut down in 2020. Now, Jeremy Taves, a pilot mechanic with MAF, says they're going back in. This area of Indonesia has a history of strong faith in Jesus, but it hasn't stayed that way.
A major challenge that the church has been facing there is passing on their faith to the next generation. They're dealing with some really significant societal issues, substance abuse, sexual abuse, and physical abuse. Marriages that are falling apart.
Pray for MAF as they fly believers to this remote village and possibly others for the discipleship program, and ask God to raise up workers and soften hearts to Jesus. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.